Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to this program, Al Fiqhu ala al Madahib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 16th of Rajab, 1446, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 16th of January 2025. We are busy currently with the different religions and the different deviant sects. So let's welcome Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Hafidhahullah. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Today we are speaking about Hinduism. Mufti Saab, what is the history of Hinduism?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start the topic, few announcements. Number one is this, that we know now, inshallah, we hope and pray that the ceasefire takes effect on Sunday. Already they bombing the Israeli haramis and war criminals in Jenin and other parts. On the other side, some good news, some aid and all that is going in there into Gaza now from today. And we know that inshallah from their side, the Palestinians, Hamas will release 33 prisoners in phases. And on the other side will be 1,500 Palestinians inshallah who will be released. So all that bodes well. So if you look at it from objectively, an absolute failure and defeat for Israel and a great victory for Hamas, not one country in the world, not any person in the world could endure all this that happened for 15 months. And subhanallah, they gave everything. Remember, they took 60, 70 countries against Hamas, and yet they stood firm, all with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So America got humiliated, the handler, and Israel got disgraced and humiliated, the dog. You have the handler and you have a dog. So both of them are humiliated and disgraced, and both of them are guilty of, remember, war crimes and crimes against humanity, ethnic cleansing, genocide, and so forth and so on. Second, alhamdulillah, yesterday I received the Woman's Magazine. Wonderful that you, the esteemed listener of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that buy a copy, just 25 rand, but wealth of information. There's Q&A there, the unique features of Shaban and Ramadan, and many, many other articles are mentioned there. So inshallah, then you can learn something also. So the February edition is out. So that is also important, we should bring to your notice. And the third one is that we will, inshallah, try our level best. We only got 2 days left, basically. For our sister, remember, Dr. Afia Siddiqui signed the petition. And inshallah, we hope and pray that Almighty Allah brings her back to her family, to her sister, to her children, and so forth and so on. So there are still 2 days. Try and remain positive. I don't think Saturday, Sunday much will happen, but we can't say. So today, Thursday, remember that America are 6-7 hours behind us. So inshallah, we hope and pray that something does happen, that Joe Genocide does realize that his legacy is totally tainted and polluted, and what else you can say. So we hope and pray inshallah that some, you understand, sanity prevails, and Allah Ta'ala brings back mercy to their hearts and so forth. Because end of the day, they know that she is innocent and they are guilty. But you know, when you are arrogant and you're proud and so forth, so you make foolish decisions also. So that is what it is happening here nowadays. Okay, let's study now. So Hinduism. So why did we choose Hinduism? The first reason. So a few weeks ago we discussed Judaism, then we discussed Christianity, so now Hinduism. And why Hinduism today? If you look in the world, the biggest festival celebration in the world, 45 days they say, 6 weeks plus minus, so it's taking place there in the Ganga. Ganga is Ganges River, and 400 million people. So not one time, but every day 4 million, 2 million, 3 million, 1 million people will go. And this will continue for more than 40 days, remember that. So that is what they believe, that if you go inside there and you just go take a bath or a dive or whatever, men, women, children, then all your sins are forgiven and so forth and so on. So that is what they believe. So the book I'm using, as I told you, for all the previous books, topics as well, Al-Mawsu'atul Muyassara, that is the easy encyclopedia, Fil Adyan wal Madahib al Mu'asara, regarding the various religions and the different groupings and so forth, and groups and sects and so forth. So the definition here they wrote that it is, you must remember, majority of the people of India nowadays, they believe in this religion, and it is in the believing of the idols and so forth and so on. So remember that it carries on, and they say that these are like rivers. So that the rivers going into the ocean. So you can follow this system, this system, this system, and so forth. And then they have, you must remember, their own different ways of worshipping. So who are the most important people here who started this and so forth? So they say that, remember, that this was started, you know, long time ago, idol worship. If you see in the Quran also, that it speaks about Nuh alayhi salam time and all that, you know, that the people who venerate the pious people, and then they would bow down and then worship them and so forth and so on. So that is how this carried on, you must remember that. And the ideas they have, you must remember, are this, that we will give you some of their belief systems and so forth. So the Hindus have, remember, the different books also, and they say the Veda. So the V-I-D-A, so that is like a famous book amongst them. So that in there they speak about, you must remember, that a human being, how he can develop and so forth and so on and so. Then they have the, you must remember, now, you know, maybe our pronunciation might not be so correct, but that is how they got it here, Rig Veda. So this year is now 3,000 years ago, so this book was written and so forth. And then you got another one there, they call Yajur Veda. So that is also one of the old books. Then they got Sama Veda. So that is another one also. And that is where they got all their prayers and all this type of thing. And then Asar Veda. So you must remember, that's got to do with all the Taweezers and all these type of things there. You know, the Nuskhas, what you will say, the prescriptions and so forth and all. So that is how, you must remember, they have. And then they have the personalities, the Brahman and all these people here, and you know, they have their laws and so all these type of things here. So if you look at it today, then you see majority of them you will find in India, but not confined to India. You go to Mauritius, you will see a good population there of Hindus, and they're very close to India as well, the politicians. You see South Africa, and when Hinduism became famous here, when Gandhi came here, so you know Gandhi came here as a lawyer and so forth and so on. So that is how, you must remember. Regarding Tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, what they say? They say no, that you can have many, many idols, but they lead you towards the one God and so forth. That's what they say. So obviously we reject that. And then they have, you must remember, they can believe in the water, they can believe in the ocean, they can believe in the mountains, plenty things they can believe in. And it doesn't mean that they all agree on these things. Yeah. You see that? So then they got Brahma. Brahma was one of the person who started it. Then Vishnu. Vishnu is the one who like bahated it. You see the book. And Sefi, Sifia or Sophia. So he is the one who destroyed it and so forth. Must be brought changes to it and so forth. Now they say that this human being, Krishna, so he is like divinity in the form of humanity, you know. He's in the form of human being, but remember, is the like how you have people, they believe, Christians also, they say Jesus is humanity in the form of humanity, in the form of divinity. So same thing here, Krishna, they say that this is what they believe in and so forth. Okay, and then they got another one here that you must remember that some people say that they are like, you know, took a little bit from this religion and that religion and so forth and so on and all this kind of things there. Okay, they say that their biggest god, meaning their biggest idol, is Kuma. So you must remember that. So I think this festival they got now also, the word Kuma is mentioned there, also something there. So if you look at it, you see. And then if you look at all their different gods and so forth. So yeah, let me just read to you one thing, you see that. So for a person to get married to a woman, so who is in a higher class, is not caste. They got, till today, they got a caste system. You know, the other day in the news, I carried it, you carried it, that you must remember the men, the Hindu men, they raped this lady. You must, she was called what? A Dalit lady, D-A-L-I-T. So this I saw with my own eyes. I've been to India 6, 7, 8 times, you know. So I can't remember exactly, but 6 is minimum. So Dalit means they have untouchables. You see that? That these untouchables got their own thing. They treat them like just, understand, not like even human beings. So imagine how many people there. It was 20 or 30 or Allah knows what. That they raped this lady. But they got, can't do nothing. So you can't marry a lady who is in a higher caste than you. So imagine Allah came, brought this constitution for us in Surah 49 and verse number 13, where Allah Ta'ala speaks about, Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa unsa. We created you, O humankind, from one male and female. Waj'alnakum shu'uba wa qabaila. We made you nations and tribes, lita'arafu. So, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one who has the greatest piety, greatest taqwa, he's the most honorable. In Islam, we came to break all this caste system and so forth and so on. Then they say that you must remember Brahma. Brahma is considered like the best one. So now they dedicate to him their things also and so forth. And then they got, you must remember that he's a person, they say Brahmi. So he can forgive you and so forth and so on. Like how you have the confession room in Christianity. So something similar like that and so forth. Okay. So the person who's like a Brahmi, he can't die of hunger and so forth. So they have to always feed them and look after them and so forth. Okay, so that is okay. They got so many things that in the air. I'm just saying the main ones, like, you know. So then, so to kill a dog, or you must remember this lizard and whatever and all that, so you have to pay a certain penalty. Because they worship all this, you must remember that. You get different groups amongst them, you know. So if you go to India, you will find thousand groups. This one believes in this, this one believe in this, this one believe in this. So if you kill, you have to pay a certain kafara and so forth and so on. Likewise, they believe in karma. Now this our Muslim people also call today. We mustn't use this term. It's a term for the Hindus, karma, K-A-R-M-A. So now what happened there in Los Angeles, they say that is karma. You see, so this type of thing. So we will rather use the word taqdeer and so forth, destiny, fate and so forth. Then another one they got is, you must remember, that watanasukhul arwah. When a person passes away, then he comes back, reincarnation, you see. So that is the nasukh. We must remember these terms, it will help you a lot, you know. Then they got their Wahdatul Wujud and all these type of things there. So you must remember that these are all part of the Hindu belief. So when a human being dies, then he'll come back in another form and so forth and so on. Then they got the belief that if a person dies, and then his ruh will be rewarded or punished and so forth and so on. So all these type of belief they got, you must remember that. This Wahdatul Wujud, they say, that everything here, you must remember, it is that human being is like with Allah, and Allah is with human being, and so forth and so on. So the ruh is, you must remember, like the gods itself, meaning that it is abadiyya, sarmadiyya, and so forth and so on. Some things they will say that they took from, you understand, this religion, and so forth. And the alam in the world, they say that they have alamul malaika, they believe in angels, they say, and they believe in people. The hulul is that people come down, but they take a different form, a different shape, and so forth and so on. And they say that each one of them is going to Jannat and Paradise. But they committed shirk, the worst tribe, you must remember that. So they say there's nothing like Jahannam. And obviously, you know, they have cremating. When I was in Newcastle, this is Ajib, you know. The street, you know, yeah, where the Sufi Masjid is. That street is called what? Nightingale Street. Isn't so, so where I used to stay in Newcastle was Nightingale. So when I came here, I saw that, I just smiled, you know. I said, there was Nightingale, now here also we're going to Nightingale nearby. So anyway, so not far from my house, that may be 300-400 meters away, open field. They used to bring the bodies there, and they had, like, you know, no structure and building and that, in an open field. And then you could hear the explosion, how that person is burning, and then it gets explodes and so forth. Then after several years, they put up a proper structure, you know, what they call crematorium and so forth. But I could hear it, I'm telling you, that how when a Hindu person dies, then they cremate that person and so forth. In Islam, that's totally haram. To burn a person is only the prerogative of Almighty Allah. So in Islam, there's no place for that. We must be very, very clear and so forth, you know. Likewise, you must remember that the wife, you must remember that after her husband has passed away for her, there are many, many different laws and so forth, you know. So, like, you know, we're not used to this type of things, but they have all that. It's like we have it, that they have much more than this type of things, okay. And then they say that Zaim al-Hindi, the nice word they use, Zaim al-Hindi, the Indian leader Gandhi. So you must remember that. Let me tell you 2-3 stories of Gandhi. You know, so I can give you the month and the year. That was the last time I went to India, Pakistan, you know. It was in December 1995. So we went for Umrah, and then my wife, myself. So why I undertook the journey? Because I asked my parents, myself, they said no. I asked my siblings, my 2 brothers, my 2 sisters, they said no. That I asked them, any one of you went to where our dada, dadi, our girl, per dada, from where our family really came from? We know, but have you been there? So they said none of them. So I told, no, I must go, you see. So with Allah's help, in December 95, so myself, my wife went for Umrah. It was December time, holiday time. And then we booked the ticket from Jeddah to Bombay. Then if you want to go, you can go by bus, you can go by taxi, leave all that, we just go by plane. So we went by plane, you know. And that is from Bombay to Porbandar. Bandar, like there now, see, there, Bandar is an Arabic word, you understood, but it's used there by them. So Bandar means a harbor, you see, not the Urdu Bandar and Hindi, whatever, monkey, no. There, because it's a very big port, a very big harbor, and all these things there, you see. So some people say that Gandhi was born there, that's for sure, there's no argument about that. But some people say that Gandhi even knew the Memon language. You understood that? Why? Because the whole place is filled with Memons. If you want to really enjoy to go there, you must know Memon language good. You must be able to speak and so forth. So there two or three incidents took place. I'm just digressing a little bit, you know. So I went to one shop and so forth, and then I asked him something. So they hate, you know, like people like us and so forth. So, but I just got away because of Memon and that. So that person gave me a card. So he said, you must come for the Jalsa. The Darlum's name is Darlum Ghausiyah. I still remember in Porbandar. So the Grand Mufti, you see, of India. So now everybody, they got their own Mufti. So he came, you understood. And when he came, he entered there 12 o'clock at night where the Jalsa was. Big crowd. So everybody stood up. So I made sure I was right at the back. You know, I said, just now some damal, I have to run, you know, some problems. So then I didn't stand up. I just sat down and all. So anyway, so then they introduced him, does that. So now Bukhari Sharif Khatam. One thing I'll tell you, he spoke very well. You know, he didn't attack anybody like the Tabligh Jamaat or Ulamai Joban or anything. It was an ilmi talk. What is fair, we must speak. You know, we mustn't hide things. And that. So I was actually impressed with what he spoke and all these type of things. And then by the time the whole Jalsa finished, this date is 2 o'clock at night. Now I must go from there, from the Jalsa, to my hotel. So now hotel's name I know. So now you can't get lost actually, but now to walk. So one person came with a scooter, you know. So he saw me, I'm dressed just like this, with this long kurta and everything, and I'm walking. So he stopped, he said, Gadavan Noi, where you want to go? I said, this hotel. He said, Jalsa, you came from? I said, Jalsa. So he sat at the back, you see, you know the scooter. Now he goes, he said to me, name Moteho, you're so fat and big, I can't even go with the scooter. So I told him, Baba, you come at the back and let me drive this thing, you understand? So I will show you. Yeah. You see, you know, I see here to Malide Kele. So when we were growing up, my father used to get scooters and funny things there. So we were just play with all these things. It was, you know, just a joke for us. So then I told him, right. I say, you must hold now. He said, right. I put that thing flat, you know. So he tell me, it didn't taste gelati. What's wrong with you going so fast and all that? I say, I told you that this is a joke for us. You don't worry. You just hold tight. Now in the hotel, because I asked him, what we better go? He said, go straight and the hotel will be there. So I said, this is now 2 o'clock at night. What you have to worry? So I pressed, and I saw the hotel. So I pressed the brakes, you see. Then it made tweet. I said, the guy said, what's wrong with you? For me, it was majal, like, you know. I said, he got very upset with me. So he was just hoping I must get off. Like, so I took him for a spin in his scooter, like, you see. So that was one story there and all these kind of things there. So Darlum Ghausiyah. So this was 95. So anyway, got long story and all these things. Then I went there, then visited, you understand, my family and whatever. Everyone there upside down, you must remember. Whole thing, everybody wants money. The way they'll make stories, you see, I tell you one nice story about them. So this TV, they call picture, you understand? TV, they call picture, you see. So I asked them, that why you'll go to this TV? You don't have fridge. He said, nah, picture tanario kape. We have to see picture. Fridge, what fridge? We don't have it, don't matter. It's not important in our life. Now imagine all. And now in Rajab, you can Google it and see. 95 December was this period here. So every house I go to, they're making, you must remember, Kheer Puri Fatiha. You understand? Jafar Sadiq, Joseph Bir. Every second house, every house almost. I told them, I don't see one of you reading namaz and you're making this Kheer Puri business and all this. What is this Kheer Puri? They say, no, Jafar Sadiq and us. I say, Jafar Sadiq didn't tell you must read Salat. You must make Kheer Puri the whole day. Say, no, we're very busy and all funny excuses and all. See, this is how Shaitan leads people astray. Another funny thing is I saw, now there are some Hindus there also. So the people, mostly Memon, so Memon people here, Hindus there, so they take a biri, you know, a cigarette. So say the Muslim guy lights it up. Now that guy, the Hindu guy's wife, you understood, she's there. So she will say, they speak in Yemen. So they say, okay, biri there. So now he's stompy, he's half biri, he's for cigarette, he'll give it to her. She will take 4 or 5 puffs and then she gives it back to him. You understood? It's like all common, this type of thing. I got so upset with them, you know. But Jahil people, now what are you going to expect and all this type of thing? Then I went there to the, and everybody got story, but I took a lot of money worth to give them and so forth. So anyway, then we went in that, it was a helicopter there when we went back. I told you the story that when we came back, you know, so they said plane delayed and a helicopter came. So one guy came off, I asked how much they charge. He said free. I said, oh, free, very good. I must jump in. Then that Sikh came out, the pilot. So, you know, with a big turban and. So I asked him, sir, I want to go. He said, yeah, no problem. He's going to the washroom. I told him, my wife also, yeah, no problem. Then he called us, and one Hindu lady was there. He took us around for a spend 15, 20 minutes like this. He then, there by the ocean, you know, like India, like Durban and all that, beautiful. And he gave us this history, that history, and he confirmed Gandhi was born and all the things there. Then what happened was, we had Q&A day in the sky with the helicopter. That he gave me this earphone things, you know. So, but now, normally I answer the question. Yeah, I had to ask the question. I remember December 95, first question I asked him, what speed we going, you know. So, miles, kilos, he said, no. You don't work with miles, kilos, you work with knots, you see, like that and all. Then the first 6 question, I asked him, sir, I call him, sir, how come that we're going free of charge? I travel many countries, never they took us free. He say, you don't know. I say, what? He say that this helicopter is not working, we're testing it out. You know, on top, I look at the back, I see my wife is half crying. So I told him, I think, sir, the Q&A is finished now, we better go down, you know. And I told him, read la ilaha illallah anta subhanaka. One point more I must tell you. So one day if you go, they have a Gandhi museum there. And I told him also that I went there. And for real, I went there. So they say, the guy tells us, say Gandhi wanted to test how he can control his nafs, you know, his ego and his lust and desire. So he slept one side naked. And on the other side there, a little bit far from him, they told us this. A lady slept there naked. And he wanted to seek and he controlled his lust and desires the whole night. So he didn't go to that lady. You see that? So you see, that's how he was controlling his nafs and so forth, his ego. Let me tell you some stories, you know. So anyway, so when that is why he got very famous. And then, you know, the passive movement and so forth and so. Pakistan's founder, as they called him, Muhammad Ali Jinnah. And Gandhi were very good friends, both lawyers, you know, and this type of things there. And Jinnah was born also on Christmas Day, 25th December, you see. So, that is, and then he died, you must remember, in 47, 48. He died quickly, just after Pakistan. Pakistan was formed in 47, so in 48, 49 he passed away. You know, so if you go to Karachi, you will see the big, big mausoleum there, Qaid-e Azam and so forth and so on. So he and Gandhi, they used to have. He said, no, we can't stay here, we must have, you must. And Gandhi was assassinated by Hindu, you know. And this guy, like this Hindufta guys, you must remember. They told him, you're giving too much concession to the Muslims, you see. So that's why they put him away and so forth and so on. So anyway, so he made Hinduism very, very famous and so on and so on. So that is there. Now, if you look at it, these are what we start wondering, you know. I had a principle. I can't forget. I don't know you, Mawzahid. But like if you ask me, in my madrasa days from 62, right till 68, till, you know, primary madrasa, I can tell you all my teachers, you know. Maulana Rabbini, and then Maulana Bax, and then Hafiz Jibai. Maulana Rabbini, Maul Bax passed away. Qarisa Mahmud Jibai, he's in Actonville. I go visit him sometime when I'm there. Then Hafiz Limalia came and all that, you see. So we did hifz like that. So that is how over it. Even in school, we had Master Palay, we had Master Ganpath, we had, you understood, Master Lingam, then we had Master Mudli, and lot of them. Majority non-Muslim.
Mr. Lingam.
Huh? Now this is the point I'm coming to. His name was Lingam, and he was the principal in Heidelberg School. So nobody bothered. Now his name is Lingam, finish, stood and so forth. So, yeah, our neighbor is Lingam. You know that. CV, yeah. Next to us is who? Is this India people? And then next to it is Dr. Lingam, the house that is not completed, the double story. We pass it every day. Dr. Lingam's house there. So you must, it's a common name amongst them. So you must remember, so they discuss, they are, let's call it deities. You understand? Ilah. You know the Quran uses the word Ilah. So they have different names. You must remember this. So this is what they can't, you must get away from, because everybody believes in it. So now they got very upset with Sheikh Ahmad Didat. He started making a mockery. That's not right to make a mockery also. Is their belief, Quran says you can't go mock people, then they will swear Allah and all this stuff. But to discuss it, Allah sabilil istidla, for information, that's good. You understood? So we, look at us, you Zahid, Mulana, did you ask your father Jamil and them, which gam you come from India? What gam?
It's, I know the name, it will come, inshallah. I went to the gam.
You went?
Chi.
Subhanallah. Well, how you forgot the name then?
It will come, inshallah.
So better come now before the program finishes. So just send your father.
Pamba.
Pamba.
Chi, it's close to Abtabad in Pakistan.
Oh, it's that side. First time I hear. Pamba is like Pemba. Pemba you get here in Tanzania and all that. So, you went there. So, mashallah, very good. So, Abtabad is famous, you must remember. The shaitans, they say they killed Osama in Abtabad. All lies, obviously. So now, just take this 4 or 5 years. You understood? And you can Google it and see, you will find more also. Just put there Hindu deities, Hindu gods, whatever. Then you will see if he's saying right or what. So they say that if you go to their temple or whatever you want to call it, you know how many temples I visited in India? You know? Because you go with the group, so now you go there, then they tell you that this Mota is standing here with his hand up like this. They'll tell you for 5 years he's standing like that. Another one will tell you 3 years. Another one will tell like that. So all, you know, you go in a group. It's all foreigners, like normally. You'll get few Indians and that. So they take you to this temple and this temple and this temple and lot of things, you understand? So like that you go learn things and all. I remember that they stopped one place and it was like, you understand, only like big trees there. So I was wondering. So they told us, no, get off, please. You know, we're foreigners. So we got off. They say this is a graveyard. But nobody can see anything. Now, me, I can't speak, keep quiet, I can't shut my mouth, I must speak. I say, but where's the people? Say, no, this graveyard build, it's got nothing to do with the Hindus, it's another group. It's called Parsis, if you know Parsis. You know South African politics. That under Mandela, the first speaker, Jinwala, the lady, she was a Parsi. She was the Speaker of Parliament, you understand? So, Parsi. So, Parsis, when they die, they say all this burying and all waste of time. They just go there and they throw the bodies inside. The vultures come and tear them to pieces. Finish. End of the story. So like that. Funny things you learn, you must remember. I usually see any past man, 5 rupees, 10 rupees, jump in, you understood, and you go, you understood. So you could see all new things, like, you know, you just to learn something. So Lingam. So Lingam is the male organ, the male private part. So they got that idol in that form, in that shape, and so forth and so on. You understand? But they worship it. You must remember that. And then they got, you must remember, Hanuman. You understood? So Hanuman is in the shape of what? The monkey. You understand? They call sacred monkey. You understood? Like that is for who do you? You can't be just getting a monkey and shooting there, and you get into big trouble there. So I was there in India in a taxi. Now there's cows are passing. So I'm telling that person, just blow the horn, like, you know, they say the horn bajado. So they always wonder, they say, I bought better in Hindi baate karte. You speak very good Hindi. But we speak in Urdu. So I say, no, we learn from our fathers and grandfathers and family and all. So there's few differences, but they know exactly what you're saying and so. Say, no, we're not allowed. So I said, why? He said, Khuda dar jayega. You know, So it's like funny. Then when you ask them, that God will get frightened. So which kind of God can get frightened? Now he starts thinking. When I was going in a train also, third class, and we passed this Ganga. Ganga Jamna. You see, the Shair say, Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, Khush rahe Shaitan bhi. You see, that well, today's Muslim, he does like that. So they make a Hajj of the Baytullah. Then they say, let's go to check in India a little bit. Before, when I was a young boy, in our own family, what are you talking about this? The people after Hajj, they must go to India. For what they must go to India? To go visit the India actors and actresses of Bollywood. In our own family, it was a common thing. Must go, then they pose with them and us. So it's same like this, like almost. Haj ki Kaaba ki bhi, Haj ki Ganga ki bhi, Razi rahe Rahman bhi, Khush rahe Shaitan bhi. That's the poem, you see. So we want to please Allah and please Shaitan also. Allah forbid. So Shaitan, Allah will never be pleased with that. We do all haram, dandas and worse after Hajj and all this type of. Now things have changed a little bit. So you got two already. So you got this Lingam, and then you got Hanuman, then you got Ganeshi. Ganeshi is in the form of the elephant. You understood? So you must remember that. And Ganpati, you must just check it up there, is in the shape of all these rats and mice and all that. So see there, if I remember correctly, you must remember that. So and you see, one teacher's name was Ganpat, and he was from Nigel. He died in an accident. And Lingam. So these are my teachers. You must remember this type of things in Heidelberg. So you must remember that. See, there is light, what I said. You must make sure. The god that like in the shape of rats and mice and all that.
Che.
Ganpat, da? Ganpati.
Che.
See, I forget the one. They got there, the god, goddess, in the shape of a female organ, female private part. There's a special name there also. That one just, I forgot now. We're not used to all these things, you know. So imagine in this day and this age, people still worshipping. You must remember all this type of thing. So I got it there in my book and this type of things there. So all like the deities and so forth and so on. So imagine, now the lesson we have to learn is Allah Ta'ala took us out from that zulumat. If you know Didat, you met Ahmad Didat?
No.
Didat was a master in all this, you know, debating and all. When I was in Newcastle, it's holiday time, or I go to Durban. So now my sister is there, my wife is there, they're all from Ispingo, you know. So I say, where you want to go? I say, want to go here. I say, very good. So I just go drop them there. Then there's one parking there, Nickel Square. I just go park the car there. And then I go to Didat, there in that Madrasa Arcade on top, that old building of his. So then I sit there and I listen to him. So he used to always think I'm Gujarati, you know, and he speak Gujarati and this. So he say, that, you know, we Muslim, we think that we Muslims right till Sahaba time, oh Muslim. He say, your father, then father, all of them Muslim. Then after that, what they were? Ek nunam hutu maganlal, nebiju nunam tu shantilal. You see? That go see your lineage and all that. One's name was Maganlal and one was Shantilal and all that. So you speak like that. And it's the truth. Majority of them were Hindus. So from Hinduism we came into Islam. You must say. Otherwise, Allah forbid, we should be also worshipping all this. But Allah's fazl came, awliya, Allah, Sufis, and all of them. You know, they made effort and so forth and so. If you look at history, futiha sindh, thumma futiha al-hind. So go read about Muhammad bin Qasim and all of them. So first sindh. So sin is your Hyderabad and all that, Karachi and your Sakkar and all these areas. That got conquered first. Then Hind, then India, Delhi and all that got conquered. All this happened in the year 92 and all that Hijra, you know. So you found something.
It says here Yogi.
Yeah, Yogi, that's the word. Yogi, that's the one I want. That's why they got a lot of yoga also, you see. And our Muslim fools also, they want to practice yoga. How you can practice yoga when it is a sha'air? It's one of the symbols, you must remember, of the Hindu faith and so forth. It's absolutely haram to do these things there. And if you go, then they got the mantras and they got a lot of things there and so forth.
Sorry, it says yoni with a noon.
Yeah, so this, yeah, yoni, nah? Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Yoni, Yoni, Y-O-N-I. Yeah, yoga and yoni. So yoni will be the female one, you understand? So in the form of the female organ, so that's the goddess they believe in, like, you know. So like that, so many they'll have. You must remember these type of things, you know. I mean, it's their belief. We can't tell them anything. But for us to know about it, that is very important. So that must strengthen our tawheed. And that is, قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I'll never ever worship what you are worshipping. See the secret of it. Sunnats of Fajr. So what you read? قُلْ يَا الْكَافِرُونَ First rakat. Second rakat, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ. Obviously after Surah Fatiha. Why? So in the starting, you're already making nakir. You're already rejection. And then in the second rakat, affirmation. You are now confirming and you are reconfirming that we believe to Islam, believe in Islam, oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. That's Fajr time. Maghrib time, same thing, sunnat, you read like that, it's sunnat. Why? Look at our kalima, our formula. A person want to become Muslim, so we tell him the first kalima, first one, La ilaha illallah. See, even our kalima, it starts with what? A negation. Then affirmation. La ilaha. Truly, there is none worthy of worship. None. Illallah. If you make tafsir of it, La ilaha illallah, the tafsir will be, La ma'abuda bihaqin illallah. Truly, there is no one worthy of worship but Him, Almighty Allah. So first negation, then affirmation. You see that? Another one from Quran. You all know AK-255, Ayat al-Kursi, right? So when you know Ayat al-Kursi, so then that is Ayat 255 of Surah Baqarah. Then 256 is what? Quran says, La ikraha fid din. We can't go to a Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist or whatever, put a gun at his head and say become Muslim. Like what they doing now. They tell the Muslims, you must swear. Your parents swear, Allah swear this one, Allah forbid. And praise their idols. And otherwise they give them a good hiding and so forth and so on. So we know that is Hindufta. That they want to make it the Hindu kingdom, like, you know, and so forth and so on. So all that, obviously. So Quran says, chapter 2, verse 256. So la ikraha fid din. You can't go impose upon the non-Muslim, he must become Muslim. He must come from within himself or herself. Then see the verse, the sentence after that. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ Whosoever rejects all the Tawhuti system. So your democracy, capitalism, socialism, your Zionism, every ism will come in there. Well, yu'min billah. After you reject it, then you believe in Almighty Allah. You see? So what you call that? First rejection, then affirmation. Then, when you got your aqidah right, for then, for may yakfur bi taghut wa yu'min billah faqad istamsaka bil urwatil wuthqa. One day I was there in Medina Munawwara, and Hazrat Mawlana, they call him Sheikh Saeed, lot of Arabs used to come there, Masjid al-Nur, you know, the Merkaz that time. These Najdis, then they expelled him and all that. The shaitans, you know. So, but still Hazrat came and he performed Umrah, and then he passed in Medina. He's buried in Baqi. So he said, we must become kafir of Tawhut. And we must become mu'min in Allah. So, now our people are very simple. If you say we must become kafir, but he's telling you what Quran is telling you. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ. So you must reject every system, become a kafir of that system there. So the people, some of them say, how we can say we must become kafir? You don't mean kafir, non-Muslim. You must reject their systems. Understood? Then were you amin billah, and you believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Allah, and all the articles of faith, فَقَدِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Then you will hold on firmly to the rope of Almighty Allah. لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. The beautiful tafsir here is this. Allah's rope, اللہ کی رسی ٹوٹ نہیں سکتی, اللہ کی رسی چھوٹ سکتی ہے. سو دیٹ روپ آف آل مائٹی اللہ اٹ کین نیور ایور سنیپ, بٹ وین می اینڈ یو وی ڈونٹ ہولڈ آن فرملی ٹو اٹ دین اٹ ول سلپ اوے. You know, sometimes we overconfident, we drive our car. We'll tell everybody, bye, hold the steering with both hands. You know, 6:15, 6:30, then 10:10, however you want to hold it. You know, different ways people hold it. So like that. But now you get one guy, he say, what? When I'm used to this car, I'll just hold it with one hand. Then he'll show off. Say, see, I can hold it with two fingers. Then a pothole come, and then accident. You see? So like that it happens. So we let go of Islam slowly, slowly, then this rope disappears. Then we are dullu, adullu, Allah forbid, we go astray and lead others astray. So we must understand the lataif and the beauty, the glory, the style of the noble Quran. First rejection of everything that's batil, and then the iman. So that is how Islam works, we should remember that. And then they got here, if anybody wants some books and all that here in the ending. So this is a masterpiece, there's no doubt about it, you understood. So you must remember of Sheikh Abu Zahra, I think I showed you that book also, I got it there. So that is Muqaranatil Adiyan by Sheikh Muhammad Abu Zahra. So that's very good, you must remember that. And then the next one is Adyanul Hind. So the different religions you will find there in India, Hindul Kubra. Hindul Kubra will mean including Pakistan, Bangladesh, all that together. You see, the Greater Hind. So by Sheikh Ahmad Shalbi. So that is there also. And then you will get the Tarikhul Islam fil Hind. So Islam, the Islamic history, the Abdul Mun'im. So Sheikh Abdul Mun'im. So the great, great things there, Mazar. And then here, there's a book here written by a Hindu Azam by Louis Renault. Just see if you can Google that. Louis, Lewis, and then Renou. Hindu Azam, and it's edited by him, Louis Renault. Renou. They give references here of these books here. Hinduism, edited by
Chi. The Nature of Hinduism.
Yeah. That's a full title.
Chi. The Nature of Hinduism.
Yeah. So you see, that's good. Yeah, they just wrote Hinduism. So the full title is the Nature of Hinduism. So books like this, we as Muslims, especially ulama and people. For awam is a bit dangerous, but for people who know what's happening, then it's good. We must read these kind of books and so forth, so you know when you have to discuss and so forth. Oh, I was telling you, at Gangna, you see, that I was going third class, you were sitting in the train. When I was from Karachi, I went. So this person took out that nariyal, he took out that, this coconut. And so he threw it there in the Ganges River. So I asked him, Babu, kya kar rahe ho? What you doing? So he said, main khuda ko khilata hu. I'm feeding God. That's what he said. So I came like this. I said, Babu, you feeding God or God is feeding you? Now that like resonated, shook him up a little bit. He started thinking, now he's wondering, this man is speaking the sense, the truth. How can I be feeding God when God is feeding the whole creation? You understand the entire universe? But now for Buhita Ladhi Kafar, he's totally, dumbfounded, perplexed and gone. So you see, easy way sometimes how you can win the argument. But you see, the sadhu comes, like how we have Maulana, and he will tell them, you must do this, you must do this, you must do this. People just follow blindly. Therefore, I told you also, for us, we must never allow that to happen to us. We just quote hadith, just quote this. You say, hadith mein aaya. Bhai, where is it in the hadith? You see, you can't just follow blindly. You must have, when you say you're an alim, all that. See, Quran is teaching you. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse 108. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, one day I was there, he said, basiratin means you must have proof for everything you are saying. So how are you going to have proof if you don't have dala, if you don't have knowledge, and so forth and so on. So therefore, Rabbi zidni ilma. Then ala basiratin ana wa manittaba'ani. So that is how we should work. And then, so similarly, and then you can study about all this Muqaranatul Adyan and so forth and so on.
Mulana Musa Akuri also messaged, I see he's clued up with this here. He said Yoni, the female private
part. Allah give our Mulana Musa Akudi complete shifa. And majazakallah khair Mulana. So this type of thing. So
another person says we're enjoying Mufti Sahib's India stories.
So the India stories are good stories, you understood? So funny story they give you of India, you must remember. What things happened there when we travelled there and so forth, you must remember. So, but now we don't go because now they record us and all that. So now they may just lock us up. So one day I was there in India, Bombay airport. By mistake, I put my $20 here in the pocket, you know. And now I forgot about it actually. So normally never I pay for excess luggage. Somehow we get away. Understood. So then we were leaving. So that guy said, your luggage is too much. I said, we can't help it. And he said, no, you're going to pay. I said, but if I don't have, he said, see, your pocket got $20. So he made me pay the $20. Understood. There in Bombay airport. So therefore, they show, the long time, you know, and this type of things there. So there's one place I won't forget that. Allah Ta'ala, except tonight is Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah. Yeah, while I'm busy with this, let me mention this also, that see, the academic year just started. Your son, your daughter, you're starting Hifz now. So tonight, if you know these four surahs, then read it in this sequence. Surah Yasin, then Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, in the 25th Juz, then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah 32, and then Surah Mulk. So if you know it by heart, like how we read the sunnahs of Zuhr, so you read it like that for 3 consecutive weeks, 5 weeks, 7 weeks. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali when he complained, my memory is weak, then read this on the night of Friday, so that is tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha, anytime. Salatan, O Khamsan, O Sab'an. For 3, 5, or 7 consecutive weeks, he read for 7 weeks or whatever. Then he said, Fama nasitu ba'du. Now I don't forget. Allah bless me with a powerful retentive memory. So abandon Durood Sharif, Surah Kahf, read this. And you don't know it, so no problem. Look inside the Quran Sharif, but read according to the sequence. Surah Yasin, Surah Dukhan, 25th Supara, and then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and that is in the 21st Juz, and then Surah Tabarak Alladhi, and after that read Turakat Sahatul Hajjad. Allah will make your hifz easy for you, inshaAllah Al-Aziz.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.